Edward Spencer was a ministerial student in Evanston, Illinois. He also happened to be part of the search and rescue squad in the area during his school years. In 1860, a ship went aground on the shore of Lake Michigan near Evanston. And Spencer waded again and again into the frigid water to rescue 17 passengers. In the process, his health was permanently damaged. And some years later, at his funeral, it was noted that not one of the people he rescued ever bothered to say thank you. My friends, it is time to thank. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this moment, for the blessings we've already received, and now that you would continue to be so merciful and to yet condescend again as the sacred desk is approached with your sacred word. Pour out your spirit upon me, Lord, and use me to be a blessing, so that when it's all said and done, we will be able to say we saw Jesus and we heard Jesus. So bless me now and use me in spite of me, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Take time to think. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to Luke, the 17th chapter, where we're going to read a story that highlights this very important topic in a very unusual way. Children, do you have your Bibles? Boys and girls, come on. Open up to Luke 17. I'll wait for you. And by the way, if you don't have a Bible, see me after church and I'll give you one. So let's turn to Luke 17. We're going to look at verse 11 and read to verse 13. But we're going to read the whole story. Luke 17. Do you have it, everyone? Children, you have it? Children? Are you there? Okay. Here we go. Verse 11. Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And he lifted up, and they lifted up their voices, and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so we see by the wording of these first three verses, they stood afar off. They stood afar off because they were lepers. And I took as acceptable pictures as I could find to show you and spare you the real gore of the result of leprosy, where toes are eaten away and fingers are eaten away. And leprosy happens to be caused by an infection with Mycobacterium leprea, or M. lepromytosis. Early symptoms begin in the cool areas of the body, including loss of sensation. Signs of leprosy are painless ulcers, skin lesions, and mucus, which are flat, pale areas of the skin, and the eyes damage caused by dryness and reduced blinking, and the eating, slowly eating away of flesh. And in the Bible, we're told, Moses was told by God that if someone thought they had leprosy, they had to go to the priest. The priest would examine them, and if they confirmed the leprosy, they were declared unclean. And then what they had to do is they had to cry, unclean, unclean, wherever they went. All the days that he had the sore, he is unclean, and his dwelling shall be out of the camp. And so we see that's precisely why these lepers were some distance away from Jesus. But when they saw him, they screamed out for mercy. And so, look what the Bible says as we continue this story. In verse 14, it says, "So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourself to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God." Now, wait a minute. How many were there? And how many came back to thank him? Wow. In fact, look what it says here in verse 15. "And one of them, when he saw that he was clean, returned with a loud voice glorifying God, and he fell on his face and he gave giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan." There was absolutely no doubt that this man was very thankful for what Jesus had done for him, so thankful he threw himself on the ground. One out of ten. Verse 17. "So the Lord answered and said, 'Were there not ten cleansed? But where are the nine?'" Where do you fit in this story? As we stop and ponder what actually took place, my first thought was about me. Notice what it says here in the third volume of the Testimonies. It says, "But only one had feelings of gratitude. Only one feels his deep indebtedness to Christ for this great work wrought on him. This one returned praising God, and the greatest humiliation falls at the feet of Jesus, acknowledging with thankfulness the work wrought for him. And this man was a stranger, for the other nine were members of the Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church. And he was a visitor." Folks, when you ponder this story more than just passing through in your Bible, and you stop and think about it, these were church members. These were desperate men who were separated from their family and their friends, from their children. They had to live in a certain place by themselves. They had to eat only the food that was given to them, and that had to be passed down. You all remember the movie, The Ten Commandments. Or no, Ben-Hur, I should say. And how they're quarantined from the rest of society. And I'm going, wait a minute. And nine of them just took this healing for granted after they were released from the horrible prison of leprosy. They didn't even thank God. And so I ask you again, and I ask myself, who are you in the story? Do you see yourself? Are you Jesus? Are you the priest? Well, let's find out who we really are in this story so that we can get down to brass tacks here. Take your Bibles again and go to Isaiah 1, chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 5 and 6. And I'll show you how pertinent this is to all of us today. For surely, if you're like me, you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, well, I would have thanked him. I for sure would have come back. I wouldn't have been like the 90% that didn't and 1% that did, 10% I should say, 1 out of 10. Look what it says in verse 5, Isaiah 1, verse 5. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint, from the soles of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. Guess who that is? Can you guess who that is? Friends, that's us. That's a description of us. We are all lepers. And have we had the privilege of seeing ourselves as healed by Jesus? You know what Rihanna did today was that very thing. Because she publicly proclaimed in humility her love for Jesus Christ and her commitment to Him. And perhaps you once did too. But maybe you've been in this congregation like me longer. And maybe our great gratitude that we had for Jesus who saved us from the death threat of leprosy, maybe we've gotten a little stale. Maybe we aren't so thankful anymore. Maybe because we see ourselves as pretty cool people. Friends, this really impacted me when I read this. I'm the leopard. Every day I need to thank Jesus for cleansing me and to keep me cleansed. And so we see those other nine and we think of human nature. Human nature is very strong in us unless the Spirit is stronger. And we are prone to just be as ungrateful and unthankful as those 17 people saved by Spencer. Not one of them said thanks. Is it hard for you to say thanks? You know, there are some people. It's hard to say thanks. It's hard to admit that somebody else did something for you. It's even harder to say you're sorry. But this clearly portrays for us that that's a necessity. Humility is part of Christianity. And we must be able to admit when we're wrong. And to see ourselves as a leopard, isolated from society by our behavior, our attitudes, our thoughts, our prejudices, our fears, our anxieties. Brothers and sisters, a Samaritan came back, but the Jews didn't. And I don't want that to be me. In fact, look at this quote from Ministry of Healing. Thus it is with the leprosy of sin. It is deep-rooted, deadly, impossible to be cleansed by human power. Then Isaiah 1:5-6 is quoted. But Jesus came to dwell in humanity, receives no pollution. His presence was healing virtue for the sinner. Whoever will fall at his feet, saying in faith, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean, shall hear the answer, I will be thou clean. Can you say amen to that? And so you see, we have very much to be thankful for. And it's time for us to be more thankful. Not only to God, but to one another. We must learn how to look at each other and see the positive in the person and overlook the negative, which you'll find in every one of them, including me. Unfortunately. And I'm ashamed of that. And so when we read this story and we get all huffy about how could they do such a thing to Jesus, those Jews were so stupid, I see myself. But that one Samaritan, the foreigner, did you get that? The foreigner, the outsider, the one we go, oh, they're lost. We have the truth. We clearly see that the heart of that foreigner was more converted than the 9 members. It's time to thank. It's time to thank God on a daily basis. It's time to thank one another. It's time to appreciate the differences amongst us instead of the negative side. See the positive side. Why? Because Jesus is waiting for a group of people who will be so loving and thoughtful. I want you to remember in the Desire of Ages, when it talked about the leper, when it talked about the paralytic, when it talked about the woman with an issue of blood, every one of them were guilty for their affliction. But when they cried out to Jesus, when they reached out to Jesus, when they called out to Jesus, what did He do? He answered. He'll answer you. He answers me. And that's what we must focus on. And we must be thankful. In fact, I want to show you one text. This is Psalms 22:3. And I did it in a number of different versions. I wonder, yeah, you should be able to see that. The first is King James, but thou art holy. God, you are holy. O thou that inhabits the what? Praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of Israel. In fact, let me go on before I expound. In the Authorized Standard Version, thou, O thou that inhabiteth the praises of Israel, the Bible in basic English, O you who are seated among the praises of Israel. And Darby's Bible, thou that dwelleth amidst the praises of Israel. And skip down to the New King James, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Revised Standard Version, enthroned in the praises of Israel. The NASB 95 and NASB, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. NIV, you who are enthroned as the Holy One, you are the praises of Israel. And finally, in the New Revised Standard, enthroned on the praises of Israel, God lives for us to praise Him. That enthrones Him. That puts Him on the throne. Our thankfulness, our praise, and especially when we do it to one another. And only God knows how badly we need to treat each other that way. And so, my friends, take time to think. And I will guarantee you, you can only do that if you spend time every day in Bible study and prayer and reading the Spirit of Prophecy. We must fix our eyes on Christ. And if we do, we will see ourselves as we really are, a leper, and then wonder why God, as powerful and mighty and perfect as He is, cares so much for me. On July 27th in Indiana, a policeman, Lieutenant Aaron Ellen, was shot by a man who was trying to help him. The man's car ran off the road and turned over in a ditch. He was the first policeman to arrive there. And while he was trying to help the man get out of the car, he pulled out a gun and shot him 14 times. By the way, July 27, 2017. Not long after, the police, including the police chief, drove cars 1 to 2 hours down Highway 31 in Indiana and arrived in a town with its sirens going. They traveled down one street, lights flashing, sirens going, and stopped outside. Not a stakeout, but a lemonade stand run by a 5-year-old boy named Malachi. Malachi had heard of the terrible event and the fact that the officer had a 5-year-old boy himself. And he decided to start up a lemonade stand on the side of the street to raise funds. This 5-year-old boy raised more than $1,000, and the police were so touched that they traveled all the way to Malachi's town to say thank you and to just give him a big hug. My friends, before you leave today, thank someone and hug someone. Father, I want to thank you for the challenge of the hour that only Jesus can bring about, that we would turn off our computers, our TVs, our iPods, our iPads. Lord, help me. Nintendos, whatever, so that we also include time in our Bibles and in prayer and the Spirit of Prophecy. For Lord, we need all of us to be more like you and less like us. And we need a buffer against the world, which is bombarding us 24 hours a day and making us into ungrateful, unthankful people. Lord, the basic fact is we need to be like that Samaritan who is considered an outsider and a reject. So grant us that character, Lord, please, in response to our efforts to spend time with you. And then bring us back here to worship you freely and openly together, and giving us the ability to see when someone needs an encouraging word, a hug, a prayer, and to overlook our differences and especially our faults, so that we can come together in unity and reach our community. So bless us, make us thankful, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.